I hope you are having a blessed day. Thank you so much for listening. This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. As I'm continuing season number two, this is episode two, and I've entitled it, Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings. Before I get started today, I just want to remind you that you can find the podcast on various platforms. You can also email the podcast at truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. God has done some amazing things with this podcast. It is getting around the world. The good news is getting out. Hopefully this podcast has been encouraging to you as well. And I just try and talk about the things that God has laid on my heart. And we are coming up to the Thanksgiving Day holiday. That's coming up next week when I'm recording this episode. And not sure when you're going to be listening to it, but no matter when you listen to it, we don't have to wait till Thanksgiving to thank God for all the blessings in our lives. I am not putting out as many new episodes as quickly as I was hoping to. I don't work at the radio station every day anymore, as you've heard from previous episodes. I'm just part-time now, so it's a little bit harder for me to get in here and get some of these episodes recorded, but I'm still thankful to God that I'm able to work here on a part-time basis, and I'm able to find some time to get some of these scripts done and just come to you and talk to you and, again, hopefully provide you with some encouragement. We'll talk about what God's Word says about the different topics that I talk about, and much more. And I'm going to keep trying putting out those new episodes, and hopefully I'll be able to do another one before the end of the year. I was hoping last year to do a Christmas special, but the time just got so busy. There's a big Christmas production at my church, and since I'm on the media team, I got to be real involved with that. I'm going to have surgery here in a few weeks. Not major surgery, but it's going to put me down for a little while, so I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get another episode out before the end of the year, but I'm sure going to try, because I tell you what, this has been a year for the ages for my family. I kind of want to go back and look at the year, look at the ups and downs, and just thank God for all the great things that He has done in our lives. So let me get started. Today's episode kind of goes along with the Thanksgiving theme, since we are coming up to the Thanksgiving holiday. I have entitled this episode, Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings. You know, we live in a me-first world, and it's not just here in the United States. I think it's worldwide, and there doesn't seem to be an attitude of gratitude in many places. Everyone wants everything instant, and they can usually get it right there in that device they hold in their hand, usually with their phone, or if they deal with computers all day. It's almost instant gratification now. That's what people want. And the thing about it is, our God, He's not an instant God. He's not a genie in a bottle. You can't just go and say, God, I want this. I want it right now, and then expect it to happen. That's not how God works. His timing is not our timing. His ways are not our ways. And I know you may get tired of hearing that, but it's the truth, and you have to understand that. You have to understand that He can see the big picture. He sees everything in His time. And look, I'm not a patient person. I know that people that would know me would know that I'm not the most patient person there is, but I do know that waiting on God is something that is so essential. And I think I've gotten better over the years of waiting on Him and waiting for Him to do something amazing, because when we do that, it takes a lot out of the equation. You know, we sit here and we worry, and then we get mad because we're not getting what we want when we want it. Just wait on God and let Him and His timing come to fruition like they always do, His perfect timing and His perfect ways. There are many problems in this nation, don't get me wrong, but we are truly blessed to live in the United States. And I know this podcast is worldwide, so you may not live in the United States, but nevertheless, every day that God gives us is a blessing. And I know there are tough days. Trust me, I've had a lot of them. There are tough days, but every day that God gives us is a day that we can be a blessing to somebody else. You've heard me talk about this many times, and I don't want to go too far into this, but you've heard me say that it is so important that you understand and that you seek the reason that God has put you here on this earth. We're all here for a reason. No one is here by accident. There's a reason that we are here and that we are around the people that we are around. And so I just pray that you find what that reason may be. And it doesn't matter whether it's big or small, but God has got a reason and a purpose and a plan for each and every life. And I love Thanksgiving. I love this holiday and what it stands for. And don't get me wrong, I love Christmas too, you know, the birth of our Savior. But I get so irritated when people just bypass Thanksgiving. And as soon as the calendar hits November, they start bypassing Thanksgiving and going to Christmas. Look, Christmas is great. but don't miss the Thanksgiving holiday. It's such an important holiday. It's such an important time for us to reflect and thank God for all of the blessings in our lives. Because as I just said, we are all here for a reason. And we are never promised tomorrow. He never said that we would be here tomorrow. Each one of us has a set day and time that is the end. You may never know when that is. And so that's why I've heard people say, and I would somewhat agree like this, that we have to live each and every day like it's our last, because we never know if it could be. And as much as we as Christians desire to be with God, trust me, He desires to be with us as well. And I cannot tell you how many times I have prayed and said, okay, God, you know, I'm ready to get eternity started. Let's go. Let's get into the rapture and let's get us out of here, because this world is crazy and it's out of control. But then you have to remember, we are here for a purpose. We are here to get the good news of the gospel out to as many as we can for as long as He has us here. So that's something that's very important to remember. And as I said, there are so many things for us to be thankful for in our lives. I don't expect this to be a very long episode. As a matter of fact, it may not even be two parts, but this one's going to be a lot different than the special Thanksgiving episode that I did last year. And I encourage you to go to the podcast website or any podcast platform, and you can find the one that I did last year. I talked a little bit about the history of Thanksgiving and then talked about different people in the Bible who were thankful and gave you their stories. And we looked at other verses talking about being thankful. And that's what I want to do right now. Is I've got several verses for you. I just want to talk about being thankful and verses that remind us to be thankful. And like I said, I don't want to go too long on this. There is so much to be thankful for, but let's take a look at what God's word says about being thankful. I'm going to start in 1 Chronicles 16. 1 Chronicles 16, that's in the Old Testament. And I read, as I have said, from the ESV version. And 1 Chronicles 16:8 is the first verse that I want to talk about. And it's entitled, David's Song of Thanks. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. That's one of the things that we as Christians should be expressing, is we should be expressing this attitude of gratitude, as I like to call it. When people see us, just say, I am so thankful, I am so blessed for everything that God has done in our lives. That's the example, that's the reflection that we should be showing, especially to non-believers, because then that way it can open the doors and people say, maybe you do have a lot, maybe you don't have a lot, but nevertheless, you can say, I'm always thankful. And when people know what you're going through and you are still always thankful to what God has done in your lives, I really think that's where it really starts to open the doors and make a difference. People say, how can you be thankful in this moment? Because God is so good. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. So I love that verse. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, and make known His deeds among the peoples. It is so important for us to express our thankfulness of what God has done in our lives to others. Staying in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, here's another verse, and it's 1 Chronicles 16:34. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His steadfast love endures forever. That's just one of the many list of things that we can thank God for, is that His love never fades. His love will last forever. I heard it said this way one time, and I just love this, and that is that over time, human love can fade, and human love is conditional. A lot of the times, we obviously love our family because they're family, but I'm talking more about friends and acquaintances. We may love someone just because they're our friends, and we like what they do, we like what they stand for, we like the things that they like. But over time, that could fade. But God's love never fades. There's nothing that we can do that will make Him love us any less. So we can thank God for His love and that it endures forever. I hope that's some encouragement for you. If you've never heard that or if you've never thought about that, human love fades over time, but God's love will never fail and it never, never fades. The next verse I'd like to share with you is Psalm 69:30. And Psalm is in the middle of the Bible, Psalm 69:30. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify Him with thanksgiving. And I've also heard a pastor say that one of the reasons that we were created is to praise our Lord and Savior. but I also think that he wants to hear us tell him thank you for all the blessings in our life. I mean, if you were taught manners growing up, which I'm sure most people listening were, what was one of the things that you were taught? And that is to say thank you. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for that. And that's what we're to do with our God. He gives us so much. He gives us more than we could ever think or imagine. And we need to thank him each and every day for the blessings in our lives and everything that he has done for us. Moving on to the next verse, it's going to be Psalm 95:2. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. So again, we are to sing praises. We are to give thanks to him for all that he has done in our lives. Think about it. Have you ever heard the saying, kill him with kindness? When you're going to ask somebody for something, you don't want to come with this bad attitude. You don't want to come with an attitude of, well, I'm not really thankful for anything, you know, this, that, and the other, and complaining all the time and moaning and just and everything. And I'm not saying that God's not going to do that if we come with that attitude, because again, we are all human. We have all done that before, but it makes a huge, huge difference when we come and we have that attitude of gratitude and we ask him, Lord, thank you for all the blessings that you've done in my life. Lord, please do this. Please do that. Now, I'm not saying, again, God is not a genie in a bottle. That doesn't mean it's automatically going to get done, especially in the time that we want it done. But it makes a big difference. God wants us to be thankful. He wants us to thank him for everything that he does in our lives. We cannot live without him, and we can't do our lives without him. We need him every single step of the way. And that's why we need to thank him for never leaving us. Because I can tell you, some of the things that I've done, some of the things I've said that I've thought, think about it. Would you stay with yourself? Or would you have said, you know what, I've done this so many times. I know God's disappointed. I would have given up, you know, the 100th time that I did it. That's not how our God is. Our God stays with us through the thick and the thin. He is always there. He believes in us. He loves us more than we could ever imagine. And that is why we need to thank him. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings in my life. And moving along, staying in the book of Psalms, Psalms 100:4-5, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. There we are to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. We are to give thanks to him. Bless his name. And then did you hear that part in verse 5? It says it again, his steadfast love endures forever. Love, I think, is one of the emotions that people respond to the most. Everyone wants to be loved. Everyone wants to have love in their lives. But God's love is a steadfast love, and it endures forever. And we are to pass that thankfulness down to the next generation. We are to be an example to non-believers, and we are to be thankful for everything that God has done in our lives. Now, I'm not sitting here, I'm not trying to convict anybody, I'm not trying to say, you know, you need to be more thankful. I'm just saying, and hopefully encouraging you, if you haven't thanked God in a while for the blessings in your life, this would be a great, great time to do that, because he is so generous, he is so wonderful, he loves us so, so much, and again, he blesses us more than we could ever think or imagine. So what better time? This is why I hate when people skip over Thanksgiving. When the holidays start, everything starts moving like 90 miles an hour. Everything's just going so fast. You know, people are going out, they're going Christmas shopping, they're doing this, they're waiting for the Black Friday sales. It's this, it's that, it's other. People don't stop and just think and just remember that our Lord is faithful. Our Lord is great. He loves us. His steadfast love endures forever. He does everything for us. He's the greatest parent in the world. He'll give us anything in the world that we want, but he just wants us to be thankful and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I have found that sometimes the people that have the least are the most thankful. And you may have a different point of view on that. And you may say, well, I don't think that's true, but I think it is. Those sometimes that have the least are the most thankful because they've got something. And that is why it is so important to know Christ as your Lord and Savior, because that is something that no one can ever take away from you. Once you have him in your heart, he is there forever. He'll never leave us. He will never forsake us. And we can just thank him for being the Lord of our lives. And again, for staying with us through the thick and the thin, the good times and the bad times. We can turn to him for anything that comes up in our lives. And that, my friends, is what I would encourage you to do, is thank God for all the blessings in your life. I've got some more verses to share with you. I'm not going to be able to get them on this part of the episode. I don't want to do one more and then have to cut it short. So I'm just going to carry this into one more part of this episode. I should be able to wrap it up. So I hope you will tune in again. I hope this episode has been an encouragement to you and just encourages you. Thank God for all the blessings in your life. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, thank you so much for this day. As I have said, every day that you give us is a blessing. Lord, thank you for all of the blessings in my life. You have blessed me beyond anything I could ever think or imagine. You know what's best for us. That's hard for us to understand sometimes and to accept, but you do know, and you have blessed us more than we could ever think or imagine. Thank you for blessing this nation. Yes, we have problems just like every other nation, but Lord, we live in such a great, great nation. And Lord, I just pray for all those families that are traveling, going to see someone this Thanksgiving. I pray for safe travel across this nation. And Lord, I just pray that lives would be changed. I pray that maybe there's those that don't know you, they would come to know you this Thanksgiving, and that my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ can serve as examples of being thankful and what it means to be thankful. And then that may open the door to those conversations that would lead others to you. Thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus to be the sacrifice for our sins. It's in your name that I pray. Amen. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. And I'm going to continue this episode on the next part, and I should be able to wrap it up, so I hope you will tune in for that. I'm also going to have a special feature episode for this episode as well, so you'll want to check that out too. Thank you so much for listening. This is Season 2, Episode 2, Lord, Thank You for Your Blessings. This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. I hope you will join me next time. Remember, Jesus is King, Maranatha, and God bless.